Hello everyone, this is Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years of teaching. In earlier parts of industrial relations, we have dealt with what is the importance of industrial relations for a country overall and a society, and of course the profitability of an organization. In the later part, we have gone through various machineries who are specially set up to look after how this industrial relations can be further improvised. And in this part, we are dealing with the role of trade union. What is trade union? How does it function? What are the rules and regulations? What are the registration processes? And how does this trade union affect the overall industrial relations? Trade unions have become an integral and powerful factor in the contemporary system of production and distribution of goods and services. So when we say trade, so what is exactly trade? Trade is purely and purely buying and selling. So it could be buying and selling of goods, it could be buying and selling of services. So we find this trade unions not only in manufacturing and production sector, but then we also have the option of having a trade union in service sectors as well. And when we talk about trade unions, it is not only restricted to employees, it is not only restricted for the rights of employees, but then we are also having flexibility of making trade unions of employers. Now, how would employer benefit out of this trade unions? When say for example many employers from a particular industry, say steel industry, forms a association, trade association or trade union, they are in a better condition to bargain with the other trade unions with respect to the mutual agreements they want to get into with the other trade unions. They will be in a better position to do collective bargaining on certain points wherein they want an approval or say agreement from their workers as well. So here even the employers can form their unions and then can bargain on their points. Modern industrialization have paved the way for trade unions. They are now exercising a strong influence on the methods of production of goods and services, their distribution, the allocation of economic resources, the volume of employment and unemployment, the character of rights and privileges, policies of governments, the attitude and status of large masses of population, and the very nature of economic and social organization. So when we talk about trade unions, basically what are trade unions? They are group of employees, associated with each other for fulfilling of some common objectives. So some of the common objectives may be, working on the economic objectives and social objectives. Now when I talk about economic objectives, they are the monetary benefits they are looking for, like a proper wage structure, minimum amount of wages, extra benefits which are in terms of cash. And when we talk about non-monetary benefits or say welfare condition and say other programs which are introduced in an organization for the upliftment of this employee section, so this becomes the social objective of trade unions. And then somewhere now trade unions are influencing on what methods can be adopted in the manufacturing process. Then if say we want to introduce any technology in our organization, then trade union prepare the other workers in the union for this change. And it becomes easy for an employer as well as employee to accept and implement this change very smoothly in the organization, which will in turn help both the classes to grow and improvise. Under such conditions, the role of trade unions has evoked deep and wide controversies. For a developing economy such as ours, trade unions and their policies are of special significance. Now, there can be always, there will be always two sides of the coin. So, wherein we have some positive outcomes because of the trade unions, though there are some, negative influences made by these trade unions on the workers, and which may create frictions between workers and employers. But then the role of trade union cannot be, neglected when it comes to the current scenario, because they are becoming more and more powerful. Therefore, in order to access their role and prospects, it is essential to go into the origin and development of trade union movement and to analyze the factors that have helped them acquire such a strong and forceful position from a small and humble beginning. So, from this point, we can identify some facts that earlier when we talk about trade unions, they were not that powerful. The employer or the capitalist was on a higher position or a powerful position. But this somewhere created formation of unions or groups of employees who actually stood up and fought for their rights. And this was considered to be illegal earlier. But then when even the government policies were formed, a due consideration was given to employee needs and their motivation, their social welfare, their standard of living. So some policies were designed in the favor of employees, and now a single employee cannot fight for their right. So somewhere this group formation began with the industrialization process. And there were several groups in one industry. So that was somewhere a weak point of trade union. In single organization, we have multiplicity of trade unions. This is a weakness of trade union. But then when we look a trade union on a large basis, they somewhere are in a position to do collective bargaining with their employer and fight for their rights. And they were also given legal approvals from governments to form trade union. All employees accept a higher salary package, whereas employers want bigger profits. This leads to conflict of interest. Now, here when we talk about the two classes, that is employer and employee, employee somewhere is looking for higher wages, higher salaries, that is higher monetary benefits. But at the same time, employer is looking for profit maximization. So here there is conflict in the objectives and we are not at a common point. But somewhere trade union and the leaders representing this union may help such negotiations with employer and organization, which brings these two objectives to a common point, and we are successfully able to integrate these objectives. So as when the company's objectives are fulfilled, automatically the employee's objectives are also fulfilled. So say for example, if ESOPs, if we talk about ESOPs, so ESOPs is a technique wherein some share of profit is being distributed among the employees. So your employees are also motivated to work hard and maximize profits for their employers, and employers is ready to share some part of this extra profits among the employees. Employers won't pay attention if a single employee asks for an increase in salary. They will just ask him to leave the job. So when it comes to a single employee or say less number of employee approaching their employers for say any increment in their salaries or increase in their wages, so your employer is in a powerful position and may deny on this, and indeed there would be negative results. He may ask the employee to leave the job. But this becomes completely opposite when it comes to unions, because unions have larger powers because of more number of employees. They collectively come together and fight for their rights. However, when employees join together, they strengthen their position and can bargain with the employers. When employees unite to protest, it becomes difficult for the employers to refuse to listen. Now, when we look at this point, there are positive aspects as well as negative aspects to it. When we talk about protest, So protest somewhere is beneficial for employees, but then it is not good, when we talk about protest, there are stoppages in work. Like there are strikes, there are slowdown strikes, which indeed will affect the production of any organization. And when the production slows down, the supply of that particular goods in the market reduces. And at the same time, the prices of such products increases in the market. So somewhere, though it is beneficial for employee to protest and fight for their rights, but when we look at, the economic perspective of this particular action taken, it's not very good, or it's not very healthy. So what we here expect is a negotiation between employers and the trade unions. The employers cannot run the business without the employees. They cannot keep firing everybody. So when it comes to one or two employees fighting for their rights, employer can, escape from increasing wages and salaries and may remove those employees. But if the masses fight for their rights, the employer cannot remove whole, the whole staff or all workers from the factories. Hence, it is essential for the employee to make a strong and independent organization, that is trade union, to work against. Now here, the concern is to fight against all the odds, that is poor working conditions, lack of respect and dignity. Sometimes when the employer or the capitalist are in the powerful position, they treat employees like slaves and they are not respected. So it somewhere affects the dignity of a worker, and that should not happen, because if a employer is providing a job, so he is paying a consideration of the services provided by the employee, and there is no favor done on the employee. So they also have a right to maintain their dignity, which can be gained through collective bargainings and through trade unions. Grievance is not dealt with. Now we have spoken much about what is grievances and what are disputes. So at times the organization may neglect on resolving the grievances. But when there is a powerful trade union in an organization who will forcefully force the organization to look into the grievances which are unresolved. Neglect of workers' health and safety. Retrenchment. Retrenchment means removing the employees from their jobs due to various reasons. Lack of opportunities to learn new skills. Now, when we talk about the workers in this new generation, gone are those days when a worker want to, work on a single machine for number of years and want to retire. But talking about the new generation, they want to learn and develop. They are not, going to accept that monotonous job for several long number of years. So here, this is a very upcoming issue, that even the workers want to develop their skills which matches the current market scenario. Or else what is going to happen is, employer will have a fair chance to remove an employee on the grounds that the employee is not fit for the job. Now you can take an example of L&T. L&T has removed around 12 to 14,000 employees on the grounds of non-performance and on the grounds of say the skills are not matching to the market situation and to the new technology. But at the same time, L&T as a big brand is not ready to train their workers and uplift their skills which matches the current market requirements. So this is a new issue when it comes to industrial relation. Workers are not only fighting for their basic wages and salaries, working conditions, but then they are now also looking forward to develop their careers. The union also enables the workers to evolve a positive work culture with due regard for the protection of rights of employees as well as interest of consumers. So see, when we talk about integration of objectives. So in this point we can see that how objectives of an employer and employee are matching and integrated by fulfilling a work culture, a positive work culture that can be provided by employer, and in turn what employer is getting, a good quality service by employee, which indeed is helpful to satisfy the consumers. And when the consumers are satisfied, there will be automatically a demand for that particular product and service in the market, and there will be profit maximization. So when there is profit maximization, again some amount of the profit is being spent to improve the culture, improve the work, improve the standard of living of employee. So somewhere this is called as integration of objectives, wherein workers' objectives and the employer's objectives are fulfilled simultaneously. Thus, trade union has become an indispensable part of industry, and somewhere trade union is going to initiate integration of such type of objectives. Trade unions are voluntary associations formed for the pursuit of protecting the common interest of its members. Now, when we talk about defining a trade union, what is happening here? They have defined it as an association. So, association of whom? Association of workers. Why are they getting associated? For protecting their common interest. Now, what is common interest? That means which is affecting each and every employer. So it is not for the selected worker class who wants to fight for their own rights and which are not in common interest. They protect the economic, political and social interest of their members. That means the workers who are part of trade unions. A trade union can be seen as a group of employees in a particular sector whose aim is to negotiate with the employer. See, now here the word negotiate is used, which is positive in nature. So here they are not doing protest, for any certain thing. They are not going against, they are not doing protest. Here trade unions are trying to negotiate, which is a very positive way of coming to a common point and integration of objectives. Over pay, job security, working hours, etc. using collective power of its members. The relationship among the members that have been talked about are temporary and permanent. That is, this relationship apply to temporary employees or contractual employees as well. So when we talk about worker class or labor class or blue collar jobs, generally they are not on permanent payrolls. They are temporary in nature. Now say for example a trade union association of plumbers. So a plumber may not be hired as a full time employee or a permanent employee. So they may be hired, say a particular construction work is going on, and as soon as the site is over, the contract between the particular builder and the plumber will also get over. So that is temporary in nature. It may be contractual. Say for example, we have signed a contract for 5 years with that particular worker. So that is again temporary in nature, but then the stipulated time of the contract is 5 years. A union may even engage in political activity wherein legislation affects its member. Now we have discussed about what is legislative and what is legislation. So your legislation or legislative is or designing, framing of policies which are enacted as laws. These are some common objectives of trade union, that is to ensure security of workers. So security of workers in terms of safety while working in the on the workplace, then job security, that they are not fired on any unfair grounds when they demand for the genuine things, they are not fired. So security means job security, safety of the workers on working on the floor. This involves continued employment of workers, prevent retrenchment, layoffs or lockouts, restrict application of fire or dismissal or discharge and VRS. Now when we talk about VRS, that is voluntarily retirement scheme. That means some lump sum amount of money is offered to the employees, and they are offered that amount on that grounds that they will retire from their job now. But that, and then some organizations, they do it forcefully. Just for namesake, it is VRS, but then the employees are being forced to take whatever amount given to them and then retire. So on this grounds also, trade union plays a very important role whenever such VRS schemes or say layoffs. Now what are layoffs? That is temporary shutdown and work. Maybe the machinery is not working, and when we talk about factories and industries, the machineries take too long for maintenance and repairs. So now when the machinery is not working, the production is going to stop for that period of time. So the employees are laid off for that temporary period of time. But then there are some rules which specify some minimum amount of money to be paid by the employer to the workers. So this should not be on unfair grounds. Now at times what happens is the industry is making losses. Now when we talk about small scale industries, they are loss making units, and they don't have that much of demand, the products and services, they are not in that demand. So sometimes the machinery and all are working very well, but then they don't want the workers to come for that 8-10 days, and they declare that machinery is not working. So that is unfair layoff. So if there is trade union in that particular organization, so they collectively can go and fight against such unfair layoffs. Lockouts are done by employers for permanent basis. Now they may shut down the industry on whatsoever grounds, and they shut down the industry before even intimating the employees well in advance or settling some lump sum amount given by the employer. So they are lockouts in short. Obtain better economic returns. This involves wages hike at periodic intervals, bonus at higher rate, other admissible allowances, subsidized canteen and transport facilities. So these are some better economic returns, but then these are not the compulsions that can be imposed on any employer. It depends on the size and structure of the organization, the financial stability of an organization to provide all other facilities which I mentioned over here. Secure power to influence management. Now to influence management decision, always a group or a large association will be required. Say a minimum group of 2 to 3 people will not be able to influence the management's decision. So when we have trade unions and when we have union leaders, they will be in a better position to influence some decisions taken on the top management. Secure power to influence government. So not only the management, but then collectively. Now say for example, an industrial trade union, we are talking about say any mill industry. So together all the unions in this mill industry come together, can put some proposals to government, and then they can also influence government to impose or design some laws, policies which can protect their rights in a particular industry. The objective of the trade unions mentioned here is organization of trade union on the basis of the craft or industry. Now here we are talking about different forms, or we can say different types of trade union. So the very first mentioned over here is the trade unions can be made basis of craft. Now when we talk about craft, these are special skills required. A certain set of skills required by a particular class of employees. So unions can be formed on a skilled based. Then we are talking about industry. So we have taken an example of steel industry. So say all the employees working in steel industry can come together and form a trade union. So that can be called as say steel industry trade union, in which its members are employed, such as general unions and professional employees organization. collective bargaining, which is the essence of industrial relation, for it is through collective bargaining that the terms and conditions of employment are determined under which work is performed satisfactorily. So when we say satisfaction, that is something that employee wants at their workplace, and this can be done only through collective bargaining, because management will be influenced only when a large number of employees go and approach them. So policies, the processes, the methods are designed in such a way that the employees are also satisfied. Grievance processing and handling procedures under which grievances are redressed or dealt with by a correction of situation or by channeling up of this up the line. Now here, even the grievance processes, what should be the machinery, which is there is a standard format of machinery already provided to us, but then it depends on industry to industry, and trade union can also influence on the process of how the grievances will be dealt in that particular organization or industry. When the grievance processes are also decided jointly, they can demand for arbitration. What is arbitration that we have discussed in our earlier topics? That is a third party enforcing the award on the two parties. So generally, who is the arbitrator? The labor officer or labor commissioner of that particular area is considered to be an arbitrator in general cases, by which unsettled or unresolved disputes can be settled by an outside agency. Political pressure exercised through legislators who are capable of bringing about changes in labor laws. Now, when we talk about this political pressures, so some trade unions can also invite some political members to join their unions, because see, earlier when we talk about workers, they fall into a very low category wherein they were not educated, they were exploited. So earlier the basic idea behind accepting outsiders as members of trade union was that they can invite some political people or say some lawyers who have special skills in that particular industry, and they know it better how to deal with the management when it comes to collective bargaining. Because the workers are really not aware about say the legal issues involved in it, then what can be better for them? So we invite here some other personalities who have better knowledge of that industry and who will be in a powerful position to debate with the employer when it comes to settling down. So here they are some of the political parties who, for their personal interest as well as for the trade union interest, take active participation in such trade unions. So via this political parties, we can also influence government to design policies and laws which are in favor of the trade unions. Mutual insurance through common contributions to meet the financial needs of workers when there are stoppages of work. To secure fair wages to workers, to safeguard security of tenure and improve condition of service, to enlarge opportunities for promotion and training, to improve working and living conditions, to provide for educational, cultural and recreational facility. So these are certain basic functions which are being expected to perform by the trade union, and these are listed by National Commission on Labour's list. So these are the common functions which will be performed by any trade union. Others are to cooperate in and facilitate technological advancement by broadening the understanding of workers on its underlying issues. So here see, when we are looking at this point, we expect the trade union to actually influence their workers that why this technological advancement or replacement is going to benefit them. Because at times the workers are resistant to change because they feel that there may be a loss of job if they are not capable enough to handle that technology. But then when there are trade unions, they will very smartly convince the workers and train the workers also to adapt to the new technological changes happening in the company. To promote identity of interest of workers with their industry. to offer responsive cooperation in improving levels of production and productivity. So now whenever we are talking about any organizations, they are not established for social cause. Their primary objective is always monetary or economic benefits. So if the employees are not able to provide economic benefits, then they are also at loss. So in this point, they are trying to explain that they should create a corporation. That means we are talking about trade union, and who are going to do this? The leaders of the trade union or the representatives are going to do this particular action of cooperating the employers and employees' interest to promote individual and collective welfare. Protecting and advancing terms and conditions of employment of its members. Now, whenever it comes to terms and conditions, they are in the form of policies. So here the trade union leaders will also try to negotiate and improve the terms and conditions which are in the favor of the employees. Negotiating and settling terms, conditions of employment and remuneration. When we talk about remuneration, they are both monetary and non-monetary. Improving the status and working and living conditions of the workers, promoting economic and social interest of its members. Now, when we talk about economic functions, the functions of trade union may be divided into economic functions, political functions, social functions, etc. So when we talk about economic functions, they are basically to protect basic interest and needs of its members by striving to better the terms and conditions of employment, wherein they are more secured and better wages, and to improve their working and living conditions.